1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Markage Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Markage Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
We don't come to these things alone. Bring the benders with us. And we try and bring more people who can add more content to the show.
That's right.
A crutch, we could call them.
We ain't working.
Right.
A crutch for years now.
Yeah.
They are.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the Suttons back to the program.
No one's called you Papa Smurf this trip yet, right?
Oh.
No one's called you Papa Smurf yet.
Well, nobody.
I have.
It's a new group, though.
Well, yeah.
The new group is unaware of the old.
But traditions are what make our group great.
I did bring the Jamaican t-shirt that everybody signed that first year.
That first year, yeah.
I should bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring that out.
Papa Smurf smoking a joint.
It was a very nice gift.
It's a very Jamaican kind of thing.
Yeah.
I made an impression.
Before we get to your day yesterday, when we did our pub crawl here at Margaritaville on Sunday, right?
Yes.
And we did that Sunday afternoon.
St. Patty's Day.
And everybody wore their Bob and Brian t-shirts, the green t-shirts that they got, and it says Bob and Brian Spring Bend. There were people here that were actually confused by it. They were asking benders, are Bob and Brian getting married here?
Yes.
Where's Cam?
Yes.
Cam and I made that up with Stephanie during the pub crawl. We said that we are not on a pub crawl. We are on a Bob and Brian wedding grand march. And we wanted two men in Bob and Brian shirts to stand under the big heart out there with flowers.
Brian is a girl's name now.
What?
What?
Yeah,
you're just deflecting. You're deflecting right now.
Yeah,
wanted to do that. To
and
just
the
really
ceremony is wait, right there.
Yeah, under the heart. Yeah. Yeah,
uh-huh. Exactly.
So there was some confusion with our t-shirts this year.
So but congratulations.
But I think that was great,
right.
Spectacular.
Steph, I forgot to bring a gift.
I know. What's our gift?
Blender.
Candle holders are nice. Candle holders.
Just get
me
an ashtray.
Yes, that's what we'll do.
So did you go excursioning yesterday?
Did not. We signed up. For excursioning today.
Well, no, I thought you went horseback riding.
Yeah.
That's the one
today.
They signed up for.
That's today.
Today.
So, but on the way to excursioning, we walk out of here yesterday from the radio show, and we're walking in, and we get like full court press by some, you know, travel agent slash.
Oh, he was a good salesman.
What is that called? The rentals that they want you to.
Timeshare.
Yes.
It was the timeshare guy.
Guy.
Okay.
And he's like, psst, psst, just because we're
would
like,
whisper.
Like, yeah, no interest. We had no interest in buying one. He's like, it's okay. We do this together. What did he keep saying?
Like, he was just like, come here, listen. And he kept bringing us closer where we're like this close together. And I'm like, dude, this is freaking me out.
Yeah,
like, I go, you've got 20 minutes. Like, I'll give you 20 minutes.
He goes,
no. Just go for it. Just go with it.
He goes, you sign up, I get the credit. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, 20 minutes. And then we get down to wherever the guy's like, oh, this is an hour. I'm like, no.
You would not sign anything.
No.
His name was Lennon. And I was like, Lennon, you said.
Fine. He probably is like working around the corner here.
Sorry.
Well, I thought
I'm not used to this radio thing.
Alex.
Okay.
Sure.
You were going to go horseback riding yesterday.
Yes.
Yes.
So he did lead us to the right people, and we went to go sign up for horseback riding. And Valerie from our travel agency helped us out a little bit. But we sign up, and honestly, I'm excited. We're supposed to go on the horseback riding adventure today at 1:30, which is not the most ideal time because it's 100 degrees here.
It's 4 hours, I have heard.
Hey, I've said to all the benders, it's pretty hot today, but we're not complaining about it because we came for the heat.
Right,
it's
right.
Wonderful.
So.
But, you know, maybe even like a sunset one would have been better, but they didn't offer that. It was like either 8:30 or 1:30.
Did you suggest it?
Right.
Hey, if we come back at sunset, could we get a couple of horses for a few hours?
We'll sign up for a timeshare.
We just want one of those beach commercially things where the couple ride into the sunset on the beach.
Because you never see
for
a guy.
A few minutes. No one's sweaty or tired.
Because Brian's going to be middle of the day sweating like a beast. He's going to need a towel to dry his head.
God,
you never
dang.
See that in a commercial.
Yeah. Stupid horse.
Speaking of horses, one of the most embarrassing moments, though, was all of a sudden he looked at me and he goes,
wait a minute, you went to sign up?
We were signing up.
Yeah,
I had already paid.
Yep.
We already paid. And I stood up and the guy goes, oh, wait a minute. how heavy are you?
Oh.
So all of a sudden he's like hurrying on the phone, talking to somebody who's there, and we're trying to figure out what is he doing?
Wait,
and then
speaking the foreign
speaking the foreign language that we don't know what they're talking about. They're
big boy.
Grande. Mucho.
Now,
El Gordo.
The horse has been one of man's most useful
beast of burden, no doubt,
in the history of the world.
Oh no,
you're certainly not the biggest guy.
That's what I thought. All of a sudden, he has to take a picture.
Is he bigger than Hoss Cartwright? No. And they had a horse for Hoss.
No.
John Wayne.
Or get a knight and load him up with a suit of armor and a big saddle and put him on a horse. That's
exactly.
Gotta weigh more. Come on.
These island horses though are skinnier.
Okay.
And they're littler. They just are as a rule.
Yeah.
So I never heard that though.
So do you have to take a chariot?
Hold on.
Yeah, wagon.
Like Ben-Hur.
So then he asked me to stand up. He takes a picture. And it just happens to be when some vendors walk by and they're just laughing at me. And I'm like, this is great. And then he goes, No. He says he's on the phone. He'd already set the picture. And he's like, no, you'll be okay. We'll find you another horse. We'll find you big horse.
Big horse.
Yeah, we'll find you big horse.
We'll find you big horse, yeah.
Grande again.
Some buckboard sitting behind a horse.
So we might have some more stories to tell tomorrow after
I drowned the horse.
The couples that went on horseback riding, I talked to them this morning. They said they are tired and sore from
ride.
And I said, how so? And they said, because you're in the water and they're right there.
You guys did it?
Yeah, and...
That doesn't sound good. We'll talk later.
Well, just, in the ocean, though. You wanted the ocean.
How big are the horses?
He was fine. Yeah,
and
you're roughly
he's a grande fella.
Yeah.
He looks handsome. Right. He looks handsome, yes.
He's robust.
Yeah. Grande. I'm just glad they didn't say that to me as the female. I'd be like, oh, God.
Can we have our money back, please?
Yes.
Do you consider yourselves active? That's why. Okay. All right.
That's
or if you
us.
Don't ride
that's
a lot.
Us. We're not active.
Okay. We're not active.
This is great.
It'll be, yeah.
Yes.
Wait a second. Whose idea was it to go horseback riding?
It was mine.
I knew it was.
Because she wanted to recreate the Jamaican experience that she thought was so fun. And it was fun.
We went with Carrie, her son, and it was wonderful.
Yeah. We had a great day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going again.
No. I think we asked. We asked, right?
Because you've done the spa.
Yes.
And Carrie and I both have done. And Daisy.
Yep. Well,
you're Daisy,
yeah,
too.
You all went early in the week, but you had to be dragged into the cold tub.
I did.
What?
Didn't really like it. Daisy, and then where's Marianne, Rock's wife also. We were all in the spa together. And did you do that before the hydrotherapy, before you did the spa?
Yes, and there's a way to do it. There's like 3 degrees of pools. There's a hot tub, there's a cold plunge, and then there's a sensory pool, which is in the middle of cold.
Right.
It's kind of cold. And, you have to do it in a specific way because it's great for the wellness, madame.
You go cold first, though.
Yeah, you go cold right in.
And I did not want to go cold at all.
And that's why they had to drag you in,
yes.
I was told.
Yeah.
Daisy goes, you get in there.
Yes.
I get that all the time.
Yes.
I get that every day.
Every single day.
And so I did. I know how you feel.
But we should recommend it because Chris Gibson, who is new on our trip this year, I saw her come out as I was going in. And her face, I couldn't even, I had like 3 adjectives, like radiant, stunningly clear, and so relaxed. She looked like she was on a cloud when she came out. So
did you get
I thought the full-on, too.
So you did the hydrotherapy, the 80-minute massage.
80 minutes.
I'm telling you, that first, when
surprised
she's massaging
you. Could recognize clear and radiant with all the confused, intense looks you get.
That's,
most of the time.
That's how clear it was. Yeah. That's how radiant she was coming out.
Right,
recommend it.
What time is the horseback riding?
1:30. Pay attention.
But it's more than that. That's when you get on the horses because there's the trip there.
I think we leave at 12:30, and then what time did you get back? 5:30.
Sayonara.
What are we doing?
What are you doing
to
me?
I'll be at the pool.
I'm going to kill a horse. I'm going to be tired.
And everybody will think I'm fat.
But you didn't buy in. You're not a member here yet.
No.
Not a member yet. But you know who is a member here? You know who bought in? Who bought
the timeshare?
New York.
the guy who was here yesterday from New York, the New Jersey guy.
The Chimp of Wall Street.
The guy who works, the Chimp of Wall Street bought in yesterday. I'm in the pool, and, you know, he looks, he's got a hat on, he's got sunglasses on, he's got a lot of sunblock on his face.
Like zinc.
He's very white. And I hear this voice behind me go, "Hey, you know who's an effing member here now?"
Brian with a Y.
Yeah.
Yes. You should come back and tell. He was here this morning.
Was he?
He dropped in. Yeah.
Oh. Again?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, he is welcome to come back. Well, good luck on the horsies.
Thanks.